Hi, my loves. This is your host, Carla, bringing stories of life experiences and of powerful lessons, also sharing healing methods and topics of the natural and supernatural. Remember, you are the medicine. Do it as Lamedicina, Carla After Dark. Hi guys, welcome to Carla After Dark, and today's episode I have an amazing soul, amazing woman, amazing mother, just amazing human being that we crossed paths in 2020, and I'm really happy to share her with you, all of you. And I'm super grateful that you guys get to have an experience with her at this episode. And her name is Annette. How are you, Annette?
I'm fine, Carla. How are you?
I'm super happy to have this session with you, connecting and looking back on how we were connected and how you've been in this path of your own awakening of your higher self, and the path of your healing, a path of your growth and learning through this process of, we call it, what will you call this for yourself?
This process, I really don't have a name for it. It's just a process of healing, loving, compassion, sharing compassion. Which this earth needs at this moment. And to me, truly, that is why we're all here, is to higher earth's vibration and heal not only ourselves, but this earth also.
Yeah, and collectively coming together as women, I think that was the most powerful thing, as women, our feminine energy coming together in a space where we come together and bring our hearts in a space where we can help and nurture the people that we're around. But I think discovering for me in my path is that I also too have learned to nurture myself. But I'm here to introduce you to the world.
Thank you.
And so tell me, who's Annette and how's Annette's path has been in the earlier years of your childhood and so forth?
Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about my background. Of course, my name's Annette Mercado. I am the owner of 15 Blue Moons. I was born in Santa Cruz, California, raised in Watsonville, and I have three beautiful daughters. One of them passed away. So two living and one that's passed away. And I grew up with, early childhood was my mom, my dad, and two older sisters. And we grew up in Santa Cruz, and we were raised in Watsonville. And going back to my childhood, I had a pretty happy childhood up to the age of maybe 6 years old. And that is when I started experiencing and going through, I can't say it's 100% darkness, but it was my time in the lower realms. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it that way. My dad and mom, they got a divorce when they got a divorce, things changed in the household. My mom started, partying. And I'm not going to get too into it because there is family members that's going to see this, and I don't want to disrespect anybody. But that's what my life was. Yeah. Divorced parents. My dad had to leave the country for some illegal situations that he was doing. Mm-hmm. My mom, she was doing her own thing. And so at a young age, I was basically by myself. I was mostly in the care of my two older sisters. Mm-hmm. But with that, they were teenagers. And I was, so young. So they were into partying and boys and stuff like that. And so I was basically taking care of myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I grew up in like that, and to me, it didn't seem like a big thing because
of practice and growth through those strong, I don't even know the
Right.
right word, but the strong storms that we get hit
Right.
sometimes. And if you are caught completely in emotions, you're it's like a lesson that we all have to go through again.
Right. Yes.
Like, is
So I make
that
sure I learn it. I'm gonna learn it because
want to repeat again.
right. But it before it used to be the simplest things. You could
Oh
be stuck in traffic and you get
my
so
God, I
irritated
will.
and somebody cuts
Yes.
in front of you and it would ruin my whole day. I said, how could I let something so simple and so petty? I'm alive. I should be grateful. I should appreciate, me having a car and being able to observe everything around me on my way to work. And I'm going to let this little thing destroy a whole day? Oh
Yeah.
no, it's not
It's
worth it.
wild. And I think you can agree with me that when we are learning about ourselves in this human experience, because we forget, right, who we are. And as we discovering that part of ourselves that we are powerful beings, right? And that simple little things can ruin our day. But I've also learned in it that when I used to get upset, like if they did my food wrong, traffic, it's because there was something already there. Like,
Right,
I was
right.
already in that like space of like frustration. And then it ripples into that whole anger. You're just projecting your madness, to everybody. Traffic. This, because if you were in a good space, right? If you're not projecting, you're literally observing your moments. You're in that space of like clarity, not caught in the overthinking. And that's one of the things I've learned through the process of like my healing as well, like learning to appreciate the moments that we are, even the bad ones. They're like so hard to see those as like, oh, this is a beautiful lesson. No, it's like, why am I going through this? But I'm in this moment and I'm alive, then I kind of like glitch myself into like, I'm in this moment that I'm having a horrible moment and it's okay. And able to accept that instead of being like, why? Having a tantrum. That still shows me like I still have to grow. I'm still not seeing where I'm still repeating the pattern,
And so going back to that relationship that ended between their father and stuff, and I was homeless here in Los Banos, but I love Los Banos. I swear the people, the community helped me out. I got my own apartment, got my GED. I got a good job, and I remember back then I told the girls, I said, I promise you, I'm going to get us out of this mess. Because then to me, I created it, they didn't have any fault in it. And that's exactly what I did. So then after that, I got into another long-term relationship, and he was fine and everything. But then I noticed something wasn't right after, some time. And women, trust your intuition. And I knew he was talking to somebody else. I knew he was seeing somebody else, and that just broke my heart. It broke my heart, and I said, "There's no more worse pain than this." But there was. After that, being a single mother, working two jobs, it was really hard to pay close attention to each and every one of my daughters. And lo and behold, three teenage daughters.
Oh,
Is
wow.
crazy, and
Preteens, they're going through
preteens, they think they
hormones.
know everything and they talk back, and in their rooms and on their phones with water bottles and plates, and oh, it was a mess. So with that, I dealt with it, and there was a day I came home and I was just so tired. I was She would take things really to the extreme, especially if she got upset, she was triggered, she would have meltdowns and stuff, and it would take a long time to calm her down. So that night, after we had the whole argument between all three of us, because the older sister was already living on her own with her husband and her kids, and I went to my room and I just closed the door, and next thing I fell asleep. My other daughter knocks. She goes, "Mom." She goes, "Monica won't give me my headphones, and she's not opening the door." And she goes, "And I could hear this weird sound, Mom." She goes, "It's scaring me, like she's snoring." She goes, "But she doesn't wake up." So I am like half asleep, and I go in there, and she was just, And so I tried to do CPR and everything. And I'm not going to get too deep into it because her sisters are probably going to watch this and family
Yeah, of
members.
course, absolutely.
So with all that that happened, she was transferred to helicopter via helicopter from Los Banos to Children's Hospital in Madera. And I already knew. I already knew. And of course, the doctor said, she's brain dead, she's on life support. There's no a reaction on her brain waves or anything. So I had to make that decision. And
Wow.
that is what broke me. So after that, I didn't give myself time to grieve. I right away went back to work, to my two jobs. But things started happening in the house. Things started moving, things started hearing noises, and again, my other two daughters had their own sort of awakening where they, the one of them, she could hear things. She could hear the voices, the spirits speaking, and see things move and stuff. The oldest one is more like me. She reads energy and stuff like that. But the crazy thing, and the where all the weird stuff started to happen, was the time of death and the day of death of Monica. Let me rewind a little bit. Before that, maybe a couple of weeks before, we were all on my bed because that's their favorite hangout, my bed, because their rooms are dirty, so they hang out on my bed. And Monica, we were all talking about death and what would they like and this and that. And Monica would always say, "Well, I'm gonna come back and haunt you guys and stuff."
She's like, "I'm gonna pull your legs
Yes, yeah. And we
out."
were talking, and she mentioned blue, her favorite color. She mentioned all these stuff. And going a little further back, I would take her to her neurologist appointments because she had hydrocephalus, and she had to be monitored. And she would see other patients that were, in a vegetation state. And she goes, "Mom, I never want to be like that." She goes, "I'm so glad I'm not like that." So that was another thing that was said before this happened, because it was preparing me to make that decision, and she didn't want to be like that, And so after that, it was my daughter, the oldest one, like I said, they have the gifts and stuff, but the other one, she's afraid of them because one of the things that happened. Oh, sorry, I missed the
Yes.
part. The
Backtrack
number,
it.
the
Yes, the
number.
numbers,
Okay,
yeah.
she passed away June 15th at the age of 15 at 11:15.
No, so they pronounced her at that time when you decided.
11:15 at the age of 15 on the 15th. And if you add up all the numbers on her birthday, it adds up to 15. And that's where 15 blue moons came to be.
Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
so that's
That's
why.
beautiful.
Yeah, and the reason I created 15 blue moons is because when all this weird stuff was happening, I mean, I could be here for hours and hours.
Yes.
We'll do
We'll
another
do it definitely.
set.
Absolutely. Part two with
And
Nanette.
when all the weird stuff was happening, I would have visions and dreams of I would have see the hieroglyphics on the pyramids, on tablets, different tablets of just hieroglyphics, and I didn't understand it. I would see the shadows, I would see the light passing by, I would see I would hear things, but a lot of the things came in vision, where the Egyptians, the mainly the hieroglyphics, and one of the ones that I do remember was seeing a stone with the color green, and a lot of the hieroglyphic writing. And I looked it up, and it was called the Emerald Tablet. And from the Emerald Tablet, which is the Book of Thoth, or Hermes, which is a god. And I truly believe that he was one of the ones that helped me. And those are the gods of the underworld. And I know saying the gods of the underworld, a lot of people will get frightened or skeptical, but those are the gods from the underworld. And I also had the ones above guiding me.
And then for, and I know like we've discussed this before, and to help the audience who is on this episode and they're awakening to their own journey of their path and understanding the differences for you, because I know a lot of people, once we say darkness or the under, the underworld, because that's very very common, even with the Aztecs and the Mayans and the natives, when you're talking about the gods of the underworld, it's a form of explanation of saying they are the ones they experience more of the darkness, or how can you explain it better for the audience to understand?
Well, I more related to Thoth, and it depends on if you're studying Greek mythology. They call it Hermes, and then Thoth depends on what you're studying, but it's the same person, and that is the god of the wisdom, and that brought astrology and numerology and all that. And a lot of that wisdom that I know now of doing tarot cards and reading people and speaking to people on the other side, was really the wisdom and knowledge that I got through him. Even though of my creator, which I pray to Yah, Yahweh, is Jewish, or the Jewish and the gosh, I forgot.
The well, Jehovah.
No,
So Annette, do you it can you kind of simplify a little bit better of the gods of the underworld? So how they people can understand more as how they assist, if that makes sense.
alchemy.
Alchemy, yes.
Alchemy, where if you study the Book of Thoth, also the Book of the Dead, the Book of Enoch, all that goes to the gods of the underworld. And a lot of people are afraid to study that, but that's where we get our magic, our power, our alchemy, where we could turn something negative into a positive. And vice versa, to learn the seven hermetic principles, of course, the mind, and cause and effect, and as above, so below. And so that if you learn all of that, those are the keys of how to master the world and the earthly realms. And it makes life so much easier, the cause and effect thing, there's so many studies. I mean, like I said, I could be here forever
Forever.
to go in through each one, but knowing that is what helped me know, like, what I give out, the energy I give out, I receive back. And if I'm in a dark place or in a negative situation, I could always change that and put it into a positive, which I did. All that darkness that I just went through, and here I am, still at peace. And that is where you learn your power. And of course, Yah, and the heaven sent angels, and which they call Meleks, or and the spiritual guides of divine light. I always say heaven sent or divine light, because there are dark angels and spiritual guides of the other side. So yeah, I really watch my wording, and that's another thing that I learned from them,
Yes,
watching your
and that's
word.
one of the things, and I know we've talked about it before, also for us to be able to help and educate, you know, give them knowledge to people, how ancient teachings are. And now it's kind of coming that return again of like this generation of young start children, or how we call them, indigos, or these children that are coming. And now we have a generation that they don't know their power, right? And so as for us to start remembering and be able to explain, so there's no confusion, because confusion can really confuse a lot of people and take them to a whole dark space, right? There's different practices, correct? I mean, there's from practices from, I mean, I can't even think about it. There's so many, from Wiccans, from
Pagans and
pagans,
Celtics and
Celtics, and I mean, it can go on and on. And they all have a similarity, right? What makes sometimes the differences? Is it, I feel sometimes one thing can go from one extreme to another, right? Is that what you feel happens with human beings? Like, we grab something so good and positive that we this in some way disturb it, or no, that's not the word, confuse it, and it somehow it's corrupted, and if that makes sense.
You mentioned the word witch, and they right away think of evil spells and turning people into toads or crap like that. And it, and I was always taught, like witchcraft is bad and this and that. But if you study it, they have nothing to do with that. It is learning about the earth and the herbs and the oils and all about healing and love and light, and it's not all darkness, and as soon as we were taught that witchcraft or being a witch or pagan or a Wiccan is bad. And if you study, if you really go into studying and not just go by word of mouth, you'll understand it has nothing to do with that.
I
And
agree.
you think of all those women that were crucified, being
And
blamed that they
witch
were
hunt,
witches, being witch
yeah,
hunt.
because of the wisdom that women, as women, carry intuitively. We carry that, and I feel that's why we bring children to this world. We can bear life inside of us and bring them into the, they go through a portal within ourselves to this realm of earth, to human life from the other side, bringing, it's just the wild part. People don't realize that and stop being consumed by distractions, because there's so much distractions that people don't even think about those little details, that we are human beings that have in our DNA, right? And then you decided to experience this human experience. It's not like just, well, let me go to Earth and let me discover what I'm gonna do. Yeah, it's a school of life, but yet there's also the part that comes with it, right? The experiences of, like you said, you get to experience the dark, and you get to experience that, and you can choose to stay there in that state of suffering and create your own hell. And I think that's what has happened in so many different realities happening all at once, from wars, from, I mean, from, you know, kidnaps from children, human trafficking. There's so much, right, happening, that dark part, but yet people forget there's so much light also happening. And sometimes what happens, for me, how I see we get out of balance, right? Is that dark and light part, and it goes one side, and nobody goes and observes what's really happening right now, the good stuff. I mean, how do you perceive those things, Annette?
The way I perceive it, and I'm going to go back to deep, dark stuff, sex trafficking, child abuse, sexual abuse, murdering, and all that darkness. We have to see that and experience it to learn from it. And it's here for a reason. And also, this is all fake. We're here to really experience things. So when we see something bad, like a murder or a rape,
Part of the
and
illusion.
it hits us a certain way because we're supposed to experience it to learn from it. And
And that's part of the alchemy.
that's part of the alchemy where you
That's so
realize,
wild, guys.
oh,
I know it sounds insane, but
it
if you
does.
rewind this and listen to her again, what she said, in my experience in it, I see it more clear. Like, if you would have probably told me that, I was like, you're wild to think that.
Right.
And maybe whoever bumps into this episode might think, like, what? What are you saying?
That's okay
It's
for being,
okay that
no.
murder? No, we're not condoning it.
Right.
It's part of the experience of what you learn from that. I mean, if one of the things, for example, I'm just gonna be off the wagon right now, like with thoughts. I mean, I always think about people who are in prison. Like, I'm free here, but some people are free and they're not mentally free. And some people that are in prison and they're actually more free than us here outside. So, by my heart, also, of course, as a human being and being a compassionate human, and my soul like feels like, but they should be free, right? But I almost understand it. Like, there's times like, wait, but they chose that, you know? And then they're learning through that experience.
They're learning through that experience, and it's crazy that you mentioned somebody in prison, because when I was going through my spiritual awakening and everything, I was talking to, and he's a very good friend of mine even to this day, but he was in prison for 20 something years, and I'm not gonna say why, but he was in there for that long. He's out now because we manifest. I said, I seen you. I said, you're out. And you're up on a stage. I said, and you're reading poetry or something. You're reading something. And not too long ago, it happened. And I said, remember, I told you. He goes, oh my gosh, yeah. He goes, you did. I said, I knew you were going to
That's
be free. And
crazy.
he was denied so many times to get out and stuff. But he's the one that taught me a lot of about spirituality and about Dark Night of the Soul and all that. And
No way.
before I was
That's
awakening,
crazy.
Before my awakening, he would talk and talk on the phone, and they have phones up in there. And we would talk and talk on the phone, and he would go on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, whatever. And but somehow my mind retained all that information without even me knowing. So when I did have my spiritual awakening, everything made sense. I said, now I know what you were talking about. I said, and it was crazy. And I said, even though you're in jail and you're in prison or whatever, and they have you locked up in a cell, I said, your mind is still so free. He would write poetry. He would write, it was just amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, you saying that, I'm listening, and I'm like, that's what I'm mean. Like, there's so many in there that probably they're still suffering, kind of like some people that are free out here, and they are mentally slaved, right, into their pain. And there's some of them, they're in there, they're probably going through the same thing, you know, enslaved in their pain, and probably a lot of remorse, and they're not learning to transmute that, alchemize it.
People forget we have a choice. You
Yes.
either be unhappy or happy. You have a choice here in this life. And you decide which road you want to go. If you want to go a victimized mode and oh, poor me and this and that, well, then go for it. But if that's the way you want to live, then that's your choice. But heck no, I'm not going to choose that. I'd rather choose peace, happiness, love, compassion, empathy. It's just so much
What
better.
would I mean when I mean because we know both of us were two warrior women, you know, we're warriors, we learn how to alchemize. Because I also, through my experience, I will always bring ayahuasca because I was able to see how I work. I thought I was like Mrs. Light over here, luminous, right? But for me to be in that luminous, I have to be in the dark, and that is intense work. I
Oh,
mean, when I
yeah.
had to go into shadow work through ayahuasca, and be able to sit on that, even with Bufo, the toy medicine, even those levels of dimensions, that I was able to see the cosmic levels of how we are so free, but yet we become enslaved in this illusion from here. And that's why I understand that when you said fake, it doesn't mean like it's this like not real,
Yeah,
but
it's an
it's an
illusion.
illusion.
It's a fog.
I'm sorry to tell you. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That sounds wild, guys, but I promise you, through this walking your path, if you have any questions, please reach out to her or reach out to me,
Yeah.
because sometimes you will feel like you're going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're gonna feel like, am I losing my mind? Do I need to go admit myself?
That friend of mine in prison, he saved me.
Oh, I
He saved
mean.
me from going because I was having a dark night of the soul, and we weren't talking because we had an argument and stuff. And I just called him. I'm like, "Hey,
I'm
what do you
having a moment.
want?" And he was so mean and rude. I said, "I feel like I'm dying." I said, "Derek, I'm dying. I really am dying. Dark night of the soul is no joke." I was rolling around. I was praying. I was like on my hands and knees on the floor crying. I even said, "Okay, I have to get out of the house. Maybe it's because I haven't been out of the house." I
You're right, I need to
went,
take a walk.
yes. So I went to Walmart. I said, "I need to distract my mind. You try to grasp onto everything, so you won't die. No matter what you do, no matter what somebody says, you're gonna die. If you're
Yeah.
gonna have that awakening, there's no turning
It's
back."
like a part of your brain, right? Like your higher self is like shook. Like it's almost like, for me, it's like shaking this ego, right? The ego of us, shaking it to extent to like, no, you're no longer gonna live in this fake, phony, whatever you created, soap opera illusion happening in your fantasy, right? This constructed, it almost is like it was created for you to believe it, right? And it's like you bit into it, right? And that's why I feel like the apple was that. For me, that's an example. You bit it. You took it. And now you're seeing it's not reality. You're like, wait, what happened? And we went through so many experiences that as human beings, we go through a lot of trauma.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's not that it's not real of what you went through. It's real. But it's like if you're stuck in that story, is when it's not real no more. If that makes sense. I don't know if you want to add anything to it, Annette.
Yeah, but and the reason you realized it is because your awareness, you were aware. Once you're aware, you're knowing what it is. When you don't know what that it is and you're stuck in that place, that's where it becomes very scary when you don't know. And that's why I created again 15 Blue Moons, because I didn't want anybody to go what I went through and think they're losing their freaking mind. I created 15 Blue Moons because I said, what if I didn't have, I was going through the dark night of the soul and Derek wasn't there. I was about to admit myself in the hospital. I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't know what was going on and whatever. So he said, don't go. He goes, if you go, they're going to say you're crazy and they're going to put you in a loony bin. And he goes, don't go. And I said, okay, I'm not. Things got, the dark night of the soul lasted about 4 or 5 days for me. And that was exhausting. And it's a rebirth where it actually felt like labor. Labor, not pain, but just the waves of labor that would come, and then it gives you a little break, and then it comes and hits you again. But it was
Like
in
the
the soul.
contractions, right? Like contractions of your own birth.
Yes.
But it's you.
And it's me. And I'm all like, this is a rebirth. So after that, everything kind of was normal and stuff until I was praying one day. And I'm still in a grieving process, and I, like I said, I didn't give myself much time to grieve because I just went to work right away, and it would hit me and all of a sudden, and I was so angry, and I said, "Yeah, why did you, how could you be so mean and so cruel and just let me just, suffer so much. I said, we're not here to suffer. I know we're not here to suffer. You can't. Well, he answered me in the biggest way, in 5 a.m. that same night or morning. I woke up with chanting in my whole room, chanting, and I could hear exactly how it was. It was like a swing, a rhythm, and it was wow. And I'm like, holy shit. I woke up, and I could still hear it awake. Turned on the lights, the bathroom light, my lamp, every light I could find, my phone light, and
anything.
And I said, and then it stopped. I said, what does that mean? What is that? I was brand new to all of this. I didn't believe in any of this.
Yeah.
And I opened my bedroom door to see if my other daughter had heard it, and she was asleep. The house is quiet, so much more greener. And they were like speaking to me like I understood them. And the sky was just beautiful. Everything was beautiful. I was like one of those Care Bears. the love Care Bear. Everything was just love. Oh, and it's the most beautiful feeling ever. And then I went to work, and I started feeling people's energies, and I started getting anxiety, and I had to go outside, and I said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but as soon as I went outside, I grabbed something green. It was a green bush that they have outside in front of Walmart's, and I grabbed it, and I just held it in my hands. Why in the hell am I doing this? I was grounding myself.
Wow. And that's true, because when you go like that, or any mudras you were doing, like without you even really
knowing what it was. It was in August when this, or July or August when this happened. And I went and sat in the car because my anxiety was really bad, because I didn't know how to ground myself, what was grounding, that it was necessary, why this was happening to me. I sat in the car with the windows rolled up in 103 degrees heat. And I wasn't sweating. It felt so good. I felt my body absorbing the heat of the car. And oh my gosh. That's what calmed me down. So I was recharging myself.
You were actually recharging your own body with the heat of the sun. Yes. Wow.
And that's where my gifts started coming through. The visions, the hearing people from the other side receiving messages. And then I got into tarot, and it just snowballed from there.
Wow. Yeah. That's wild how that ripple effect of how it just snowballed for you, right? It did. Next thing you know, like, you are now serving and giving offerings to people now. Like, but to get where you at, how was for you connecting with yourself again, who you truly are? How it got you to that point, like, what exactly, besides having your dark night, your soul, the process to get you where you at now?
I had to unlearn everything that I was taught, everything that I thought was real, everything that people told me how to think, how to act, how I had to unlearn everything. And I did. There's still some stuff, some programming, as I call it, that I need to continue, and we will always be healing ourselves and evolving until, we leave this earth. But I had to unlearn a lot of stuff and understand. Stepping out of the matrix is mind-blowing, and you had to relearn everything. And actually, to be honest, the other day, I was crying to my boyfriend, and I'm on the phone, and I said, he already knows my craziness.
You have to find, for all of you guys out there, you got to find somebody who understands, or is also, I would say probably they've gone through pain and they learn how to transmute, but also to understand your reality, what you face, because I'm sure that you guys have something similar that you guys connect, and he understands you, right? And you're crazy.
Well, see, that relationship that I was talking about, where I found out he was cheating and this and that's him.
Oh, wow.
I found forgiveness, and he had to...
Wait, you're dating him now? Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, my God.
So we've been together, on and off. For 15 years.
Oh my God.
And I always, when it's true love, people make mistakes, and you need to learn how to forgive and be understanding. That's where he was at his part of his journey
In that
in
timeline.
that timeline. Who am I to deprive him of experiencing what he has to experience? That would be very selfish of me. So
Yes.
now we're at a different point of our lives, and we get along so good and so much better, where he understands my craziness. And so I was on the freeway, and I'm on the phone, and I'm crying, and I said, sometimes I feel so lost in this world. I said, I know the spiritual world so much better. It's so much easier for me to live and be connected to the spiritual world, where it seems difficult sometimes, and it might be the moon phase and whatever,
Yes, our
to
emotions.
relate to the earthly realms. But I'm here, and I'm going to make the best of it, and I have that choice to be happy and in peace. I said, but it is difficult for me. It is. I might seem like I have all my shit together, but I'm human, just as everyone here.
Yeah, everyone in this human realm, like you said, it's and it's a never ending. It's a linear, but it's a spiral. We always talked about a spiral. One thing you're going through that, another person's going through another thing that you probably already went through, and then you go back and you're learning from that experience that if you didn't learn it, then you go back again. So it's a continuous growth in part of the expanding your consciousness and this experience here as a human being. And I always believe that now in this current time, now I believe that we can choose, like you said, to create what we want to create. And it's so powerful once you start realizing those things. And you catch yourself when you're like, am I creating this? What?
Yes,
I've
and
created my own suffering. What?
right, yeah, and the more you heal, the more beautiful the world becomes, and you appreciate everything so much more. I mean, I'll be driving because I do a lot of driving for work, and I'll see the green mountains and the trees or the river and the water, and I say, thank you for such beauty and for me to experience it. Thank you, I'm so grateful for everything. Darkness and light. I am thankful for it both, equally.
Yeah, we can't have one more. Yeah, you can't have one without each other. We do need both. We do need the sun. We do need the moon. We need the light. We need the darkness. It's part of the balance. And I think that's where it helps us to be in harmony and learning to be in harmony with ourselves. I think that's one of the biggest things for me through my own dark of my night. It's which you can have many. I feel like sometimes I have some mini ones. Turbulence. I'm like, am I
You
having
do.
a moment right now? And I call that my shedding. Like winter is a big one for me. Like winter takes me to like a lot of shedding, a lot of going inward, and I feel like I go through rebirth and start realizing. But people don't understand that actually every day is like a rebirth for me. It's that I think like a lot of people just say, it's just another day. I'm awake. I'm like, you understand it's another day?
It's another day. Yeah, and I get you, because the first thing I do, oh my gosh, I'm here, I'm
I'm
alive.
still here? Oh.
Yeah, to live another day, I could experience, I could do better, be better, experience something new. It's like a gift, and it's just appreciation. Once you show gratitude, everything falls into place.
Oh my God, I'm super grateful that when you find your people, guys, and that you're listening to this episode, you will realize that God, the universe, will always bring the people that you need in your current time and help you to remember who you are, empower you. But one thing also is to remember that we're not alone in this journey. We're
Oh
not,
no.
we need solitude. We need that time where you don't want to get distractions happening in your life, that come along with staying busy. Sometimes we think like staying busy is like the best way, but in this path, sometimes you do need those breaks where it's just to get to know yourself again, because that's part of the unprogramming.
Yes.
Part of them programming is relearning who you are, and everything, all the answers start coming slowly. They start showing up, like,
yeah.
And if we start learning and start paying attention, like, mm-hmm. all the signs are everywhere. I mean, yeah. The angels are always there. Anything else we'd like to share on it? I mean,
with that you said about taking time for yourself, and a lot of people have difficulty being alone. They feel lonely, and they start doing stuff, either washing dishes, cleaning, any distractions, not to feel what's coming up,
mm-hmm.
and sit there and feel it, because things will get better. And it does feel, you know, when you're beginning this journey of healing, it is difficult. It feels lonely. You feel separated. You'll get anxiety, depression, and all mm-hmm. that. But if you start feeling those emotions and stop trying to distract yourself from feeling them or pushing them aside, I promise you, things will get better, easier.
It's easier.
Yeah,
that's true. You'll bounce quicker.
Yes.
You bounce quicker. You're like, oh, yeah. That was a wild ride. It's like almost, I almost feel like it's
yeah,
a...
and if you go through it, you're more powerful.
Yes.
Like, yeah, bring it on. Jeez. Now I say that, but...
When you're like, ooh.
When you're in midst of the store, it's like, okay, you know. But
when you're middle of it, you're like, And it's, I do see it. Like, I know there's funny memes that they put out there, like, you know, spiritual communities that they do memes of, like, roller coasters are look wild, you know. And right. That's like, yeah, that's exactly your spiritual life. Like, when you're going through a rough one and your higher self is pushing you to let go of things that are hindering you, patterns, behaviors, all those things that they're programmed, and you keep repeating them. And then you're like, you're another year, another day, another second, you're just repeating things and not understanding that there's that lesson behind, and you're avoiding it to see it.
Yeah, you're just existing. You're not living.
Yeah.
When you do that, you just exist. And that, you know, no. Life is too short to just exist.
Life is too short. It's frail. It's sensitive. This moment, if you reach to this episode for us, you know, if we are still breathing, if we're still here in this earth experience, please reach out to us. I say this with all my heart, because we know that dark night of our souls, it's not an easy process.
Oh, no.
And I know there's a lot of younger girls or mothers, single mothers, whoever can resonate with Annette's story, people that also being in situations where you don't know what belief system you're in, because there's so much fear about practices that you think they're from the devil, from Satan, to like, are you practicing witchcraft? Now you're going and sacrifice animals. This is nothing about that.
Right. It's all about healing.
It's all about healing. It's about transcending.
Right.
And when you're expanding your consciousness, you're remembering who you are. And God within is in, and it's not separate from us. And
it's in our DNA.
It's in our DNA.
There's no way getting rid of that.
And I think that a lot of people still get stuck in that imperfection, right? Like, we seek, like, perfection in this path, and there's none of that. You learn through the imperfections.
Oh, yeah.
This is the human part of it, the human experience of the imperfections. You learn through that. It's a game, guys. It's like life, right? The game life. But in real life, you're living life, and you create it however you want to create it. I decided to create this a space to bring healers and people that have great medicine, which everyone, I believe, have their own medicine. Annette has her medicine that she was able to discover who she is and her power. I am myself still more and more empowering myself, understanding that we both work through the dark. I that's how I transmute. That's how I alchemize. When I work in the collective, I work with me, tapping to people's energy. Like, you know that you work through energetic form. And so you understand that energy, you shift that, you transmute it, and you help collectively, because we're one. And that's the hard part, right? So a lot of people don't understand that part of non-duality. I mean, I'm sure you understand that, right, Annette?
An example, because people say, oh, if you feel the energy that's not right when you walk in the room, turn around and go, well, that's going to limit your fun, your entertainment, and stuff. No, you walk in that room with your power and you change that energy. You change it into something,
Yes,
vibrant, positive. You have that power. Oh, I have to sage this because there's bad energy. Oh, no, you are the good energy. You switch it with your own power. Yeah, sage and all that is good. I
they're
use it all the
beautiful
time.
tools. Yeah, they're beautiful
Yes.
tools, but
But
you're your own sage.
you're your own sage.
Eres la medicina.
Eres la medicina.
Sina,
Yeah.
yeah. So as you walk in any space, workspace, home space, I mean, wherever you go,
Stand in your power.
standing in your power. And I get it. Sometimes you're not in a space that you can hold. I get it. But of course, there's beautiful tools that we have. But at the end of the day, you are that medicine that you can shift that energy. And again, if you want to learn more of those things, like reach out to us, and we are here
Most
to
definitely.
serve, we're here to guide. And it's an amazing, amazing soul, powerful woman. If
Oh,
you guys
thank
were
you.
around her energy, it's, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. You're just so nurturing too when people
Thank
want to
you.
walk in the path, and you're so always available. You're always available for everybody because you understand it. And I think that's when you know you're authentic. I think that's when a woman who is in the medicine, or a man who is in medicine and walks the path, understands that the first steps of this path is not easy. And so you are very nurturing, but you're
Oh,
also
thank you.
very
Thank you.
powerful, and you're straightforward, and you're not going to sugarcoat things because you're a warrior
No.
as well, and
Yeah,
you
I would be
understand.
defeating my purpose if I would sugarcoat everything and just make things that I wouldn't be doing any honor to myself. What you put out is what you bring back in, and
It's almost a form of betrayal, right? Like if
yeah.
you see we see each other so powerful, is because that's how you see yourself. Does
Right.
that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that's what I call the mirrors of people. When you start having that reflection of one another, you understand your power, and you honor each other's essence, and I honor yours.
Everybody has it, no matter how weak you feel or how, depressed you are, you're still powerful in every form. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. That's the advice I have to tell everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you for that. Will be a good wrap up, or reach out to Annette. We'll be putting all her information on her Instagram, 50 Blue Moons. Thank you for your beautiful story about your daughter.
Oh,
And I
thank
know
you.
she's part of our energy, and
Oh, yeah.
she's in a good space,
Oh,
you know.
yes.
And I'm grateful for her experience, because her experience brought you where you at.
And that's why I always tell her every night, I said 15 blue moons. I said, what is here to change the world for the both of us? We're going to do our part together and
Yes.
make a huge imprint before I leave this earth and join her.
Yes, I agree. Well, I honor your essence, your heart to heart, and thank
Oh,
you. It
thank
won't be
you.
the last time. Absolutely, because Annette has so much information herself that she can share. Follow her on Facebook as well. 50 Blue Moons. Reach out to her, and we'll put all her information below. And anybody who feels comfortable as well, reaching out to me. And yeah, thank you guys, and
Thank
continue
you.
to take care of yourself, love yourself, hug yourself, and honor your experience that you're in. And that's where you need to be. Whatever experience you're going through in this moment, listening in this episode or this moment of this recording, you are meant to be going through that experience. Learn from it, hold compassion for yourself, and keep drinking your water. And thank you for following. Share this episode to whoever you feel intuitively that needs to hear this amazing story of Annette and this beautiful conversation we had. Thank you guys. I love you. Keep drinking your kombucha. Thank you guys. Love you. Hey, my loves, thank you for joining me on this episode of Carla After Dark. If you enjoy this episode, please like and subscribe, share them, follow the link below. I'm looking forward to you joining me on my next episode. Thank you for your love. Namaste.